It's Friday, the 21st of November, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The USACOS SME Park has officially broken ground today. The project, which is a partnership between Navahab Gold Mine and the USACOS Town Council, will create opportunities for small businesses and support local economic growth. Navahab Gold Mine Public Relations Officer Twafi Shafombabi has more.
The small SMEs in USACOS and the surrounding areas will now be able to sell their small items, have their little business established here, an area where they can actually come and sell. That's really part of the initiatives that we're doing. So we as a mine are very in tune to the needs of our communities in terms of what is needed, in terms of how we can make our surrounding areas or the towns that we are operating in sustainable, self-sustainable, and also that they are have access to, whether it's now health or whether it's now business. So the handover really involves it being given over to the consultants who are responsible for the construction of this SME park.
The Namibia Producer Price Index for quarter three of the year rose by 12% quarter on quarter and 10.4% year on year, driven mainly by higher prices in the mining and manufacturing sectors. According to the Namibia Statistics Agency, mining and quarrying saw the largest increase, up 24.5% for the quarter. NSA spokesperson Miriam Shihepo has an update.
The index for mining and quarrying rose by 24.5%, rising to 120 basis points in the quarter under review compared to 96.3 basis points recorded in the previous quarter. Now, this indicates a positive shift in prices within the sector, mainly attributed to the price increase in key commodities such as diamonds at 57.2%, zinc 9.8%, and uranium at 9.3%.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is in South Africa to attend the G20 Leaders Summit. The SABC reports that Albanese also took the opportunity to honour Australians who contributed to South Africa's liberation struggle at Freedom Park in Pretoria.
It is an incredible honour for me to be here at Freedom Park. I would regard this as one of the honours of my life. That in those dark days, to imagine as a student organising for boycotts against the South African regime, that I would be coming to this place, this sacred place, to pay tribute to three Australians who assisted the struggle of the people of South Africa for freedom and democracy, that I would be coming here as Australia's Prime Minister was something that I couldn't possibly have imagined. This is a place dedicated to commemorating all those who supported the free and democratic South Africa.
Staying on the continent, Niger has suspended hundreds of national and international rights groups and aid agencies in the ruling junta's latest crackdown targeting NGOs in the West African country. The AFP news agency reports that since taking power following a July 2023 coup, General Abdourahmane Tiani has accused NGOs of lacking transparency and of supporting the jihadists waging a long-running insurgency in the Sahel region. And activist Amin Kisasi is calling for a massive turnout at a march on Saturday dedicated to his younger brother, Mehdi, who was murdered in Marseille last week. The French government says that the drug crime threat is equivalent to terrorism after the killing in France's second biggest city.
Amin Kisasi has been fighting against drug trafficking for several years after the body of his other brother, Brahim, was found in a burnt-out car in 2020. Now his second sibling has also died in France's worsening drug violence, and Amin had to attend his funeral in a bulletproof vest and surrounded by bodyguards due to his anti-drugs activism and attempts to expose the damage to working-class communities caused by gangs. The French Interior Minister and Justice Minister were in Marseille on Thursday in a trip focused on the fight against drug trafficking, and a silent march in memory of Mehdi Kisasi will take place in the port city this weekend. Ross Cullen, Paris.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.